can a heart find peace in the remembrance of Allah? Where can a heart find peace in the remembrance of Allah? In the remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again to another episode in our silsila, A Heart at Peace. In this silsila, we talk about the means of the peace and tranquility of the heart of a believer, which is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah. In previous episodes, by the grace of Allah Almighty, we've discussed the virtues and the blessings of performing the dhikr of Allah in the light of the Holy Quran and the ahadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as focusing on the harms and the disadvantages of being heedless from the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. In our last episode, we also discussed the concept of dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah, being a means of attaining closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal, and how one can become included amongst the special and chosen servants of our Lord Allah Azza wa Jal. In today's episode, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we'll be talking about the various types of dhikr, the types of the remembrance of Allah. Is the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal something which we can do just by the tongue? Is the dhikr of Allah limited to just recitation of certain phrases by the tongue? Or is the dhikr of Allah more vast than this? InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we'll be answering this question in today's episode. Before moving on to our actual topic, as is our routine, let's begin with the intention of seeking blessings by sharing a virtue of reciting Durood Sharif, peace and blessings upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. In one beautiful narration, it's quoted that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Man salla alayya yawm al-jumu'ati mi'ata marra, ja'a yawm al-qiyamati wa ma'ahu noor." The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Whoever recites Durood Sharif, peace and blessings, salawat upon me, 100 times on a Friday, ja'a yawm al-qiyamati wa ma'ahu noor, such an individual will come on the Day of Judgment in the state that he will have with him a noor, an illuminating light." And the description of that noor, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, "That noor that will be given to the one who recites Durood Sharif upon me 100 times a day, that noor is described as follows: لو قسم ذلك النور بين الخلق كلهم لوسعهم." Such an illuminating and vast light that if it were to be distributed amongst all of creation, it would still be enough for all of them. Subhanallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this silsila, A Heart at Peace, we discuss the concept of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in today's topic, inshaAllah azza wa jal, we'll be looking in particular at the types of dhikr. Initially, the scholars of Islam divide dhikr into three major categories. The first, dhikrul lisan; the second, dhikrul qalb; and the third, dhikrul jawarih. Dhikrul lisan means the dhikr of the tongue, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of the tongue, in the form of tasbih, reciting subhanallah; in the form of tahmid, reciting alhamdulillah; in the form of takbir, reciting Allahu Akbar; tahleel, reciting la ilaha illallah; in the form of the recitation of the Holy Quran; in the form of reciting istighfar, asking Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness, in the form of performing dua, praying to Allah Azza wa Jal. All of these are types of, or branches of the type, zikrul lisan, zikr of the tongue. The benefit of the zikr of the tongue that scholars mention, amongst the countless benefits that it holds, they say that by performing the zikr of the tongue, zikrul lisan, a person is making witnesses to the zikr that he is performing. For example, the angels around him, because of this individual performing zikrul lisan, reciting subhanallah, alhamdulillah, other recitations, the angels around him, the angels on his shoulders, the angels of protection, the angels of mercy, all of these angels become a witness that this individual performed the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. As well as the objects around us, whether they are trees, the walls of the room that we're performing zikr in, the doors, even these inanimate objects also become witnesses to the fact that we are performing zikr al-lisan. And in one hadith in Mubarak, it's narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, perform zikr around everything. Perform zikr around everything, whether it is wet or dry. And this is a phrase which is commonly used in the Arabic language to describe an all-encompassing concept. Because everything in the universe is either wet or dry. So when this phrase is used, that everything wet and dry, it means every single thing in the universe. So the beloved Prophet ﷺ is saying, perform zikr around every wet and every dry thing, i.e. around everything. Because these things are a witness of your faith. Subhanallah. So the first type of zikr mentioned by the scholars, zikrul lisan, the zikr of the tongue. Furthermore, the second type, zikrul qalb, which means the zikr of the heart. Now the scholars explain this and they say that the zikr of the qalb, of the heart, is thinking, reflecting, and pondering on the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just thinking, just reflecting with your heart about how much Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us. How we are surrounded by the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How every single breath that we take is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the scholars, especially the scholars of tasawwuf, the likes of Imam al-Ghazali rahimahullah, they say that if a person just reflects upon the fact that every single breath that he takes is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in fact, the process of breathing contains two blessings. The breath that we take in and the breath that we take out. Because of the breath that we take in, if we were unable to breathe in, we would cease to exist. We would die. And again, once we've breathed in, if we were unable to release that breath, if we were unable to breathe out, again, we would cease to exist, we would die. So there's two blessings within the process of breathing. Breathing in is one blessing, and breathing out is another blessing. Now to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for these two blessings, we have to say Alhamdulillah, Ash-Shukrulillah. When we thank Allah Azza wa Jal for this blessing, we've used another breath. Now it's necessary upon us to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the breath that we've just used, to thank Him for the first breath. When we thank Allah Azza wa Jal again, now we're using another breath. Basically the ulama, by giving this example, they say that it's impossible for a human being to even thank Allah Azza wa Jal as he should, even for the blessing of breathing, even for the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal that He's bestowed upon us in the form of breathing, let alone all of the other blessings that surround us, the blessings of the sustenance that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us, the blessings of our family, the blessings of the shelter that Allah Azza wa Jal provides us, the blessing of the light that Allah Azza wa Jal provides us, the blessing that Allah Azza wa Jal has provided us in terms of the day and the night, the day for us to perform our daily activities, for us to seek sustenance, for us to work, the night for us to rest. These are blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. The blessings that we are surrounded with, the trees, the oceans, the gardens. It's absolutely impossible for anybody to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for these blessings. But if a person reflects upon these blessings, ponders upon these blessings, the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, and thinks, Subhan, my Lord is so generous, my Lord is so merciful, that He is continuously granting me countless blessings in every single second of the day. Just this thought, just this reflection, just this pondering is a form of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is classified as dhikr al-qalb, the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal by means of the heart. Similarly, thinking about the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal, thinking about the majesty of Allah Azza wa Jal, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world, how Allah Almighty created the sun and the moon, how Allah Azza wa Jal created the stars that light up the night sky, how Allah Almighty, our majestic Lord, our majestic and all-powerful Creator, how Allah Azza wa Jal created the sky, which encompasses the entire earth and is held up without the need of any pillar, such an amazing construction. How Allah Azza wa Jal is so majestic and so powerful that He created the human being. How Allah Azza wa Jal created the human being in such a way that every human being is similar in terms of the fact that the human being has two arms, two legs, two eyes, a nose, two lips, etc., etc. But yet still, every human being looks slightly different. Similarly, every human being is from the same species, but each and every single human being can be differentiated by their fingertips. There are no two human beings whose fingerprints are the same. And this is a sign of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person reflects upon this, reflects upon the qudra, the power, and the majesty of Allah azza wa jal, this is also a form of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which comes under the category of dhikr al-qalb, the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal, done by means of the heart. Similarly, for the scholars of Islam, another way of performing dhikr al-qalb is to reflect upon the verses of the Qur'an, to reflect upon the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to derive rulings, to think about the masail of Islam, to think about the rulings of the sharia, to think about the rulings related to purification, the rulings related to salah, the rulings related to the sharia guidelines about fasting, about hajj, about zakat, about buying and selling, about marriage, about divorce. Reflection and study of all of these types of Islamic rulings for a scholar of Islam is also a form of dhikrul qalb, subhanallah. And one who does so will also be classified amongst the dhakirin. So this is the second type of dhikr. The second type of dhikr is known as dhikrul qalb, the dhikr of the heart. The third type is known as dhikrul jawarih. Dhikrul jawarih means the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of the body parts, by means of the hands, the eyes, the ears, etc., etc. And the scholars say that a person performs dhikrul jawarih by using his body parts in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, and abstaining from and refraining from using his body parts in sin and disobedience. For example, if a person uses his ears to listen to the Holy Quran, if a person uses his ears to listen to the recitation of Na'at Sharif, praise of the beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now he is using his ears, his body parts, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is classified as dhikrul jawarih. Now his ears are performing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, if somebody avoids listening to music, somebody abstains from and refrains from the sin of listening to music with his ears, this is also an act of dhikr for the ears. And this will be classified as dhikrul jawarih, using the body parts for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Tafsir Khazain al-Irfan, Sadr al-Afadil, Mufti Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions that tasbih, reciting subhanallah, tahmid, reciting alhamdulillah, tahleel, reciting la ilaha illallah, takbir, reciting Allahu Akbar, qira'ah, recitation of the Holy Quran, learning and teaching ilm, studying sacred knowledge, performing salah, preaching the deen, giving religious advice to somebody, celebrating the milad of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reciting or listening to na'at, praise of the beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of these are classified as types of dhikr. Subhanallah. And Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi, rahimahullah ta'ala, a great scholar, somebody who is one of the greatest mufassirun, commentators of the Qur'an in the history of Islam. He mentions a beautiful division in terms of the types of dhikr. And hopefully this will answer the question which we posed at the beginning of the silsila, as to whether dhikr, remembrance of Allah, is just limited to recitations that we do by the tongue. And we've already learned that that's not the case. But this will further clarify that. Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi rahimahullah says, "Al-dhikru ala sab'ati anha'in." Dhikr, remembrance of Allah azza wa jal, is upon seven types. It consists of seven types. And this is the beauty of our religion, that the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal, gaining reward, becoming counted amongst the dhakireen, those who remember Allah azza wa jal, and gaining the virtues which are in store for those individuals, it can be done in all of these different types and through all of these different means. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam al-Razi rahimahullah, he says that dhikr is of seven types. He says, فَذِكْرُ الْعَيْنَيْنِ الْبُكَاءِ وَذِكْرُ الْأُذُنَيْنِ الْإِصْغَاءِ وَذِكْرُ اللِّسَانِ الثَّنَاءِ وَذِكْرُ الْيَدَيْنِ الْعَطَاءِ وَذِكْرُ الْبَدَنِ الْوَفَاءِ وَذِكْرُ الْقَلْبِ الْخَوْفُ وَالرَّجَاءِ وَذِكْرُ الْرُوحِ التَّسْلِيمُ وَالرَّضَاءِ. Subhanallah. He says that the dhikr of the eyes, first type out of the seven, the dhikr of the eyes is crying in the fear of Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah. As the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَيْنَانِ لَا تَمَسُّهَا النَّارِ. There are two types of eyes. There are two eyes which Allah azza wa jal will not allow the fire to touch. There are two types of eyes which the fire of hell will never touch. One of those, عَيْنٌ بَكَتْ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. An eye which sheds tears in the fear of Allah azza wa jal. When somebody is overcome and overwhelmed with the fear of Allah azza wa jal, and tears flow from his eyes, now his eyes are performing the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah. That was the first type. The second type, mentioned by Imam al-Razi, he says, ذِكْرُ الْأُذُنَيْنِ الْإِصْغَاءِ. The dhikr of the ears is listening. Listening to the name of Allah azza wa jal. Listening to the recitation of the Qur'an. As we find in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he says, قَالَ لِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمِ اِقْرَأْ عَلَيَّ. He says, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, O Abdullah, recite the Qur'an to me. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَقْرَأُ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَيْكَ أُنزِلَ. يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ وَسَلَّمْ, I should recite the Qur'an to you whilst the Qur'an was actually revealed upon you. يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, how can I recite in your presence that Qur'an which was revealed upon you? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then replied and said to Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, إِنِّي أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَسْمَعَهُ مِنْ غَيْرِي. He said, O Abdullah, I would love to hear the recitation of the Holy Qur'an from someone other than me. So from this, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu then says, I recited Surah An-Nisa. فَرَأَيْتُ عَيْنَيْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ تَهْمِلَانِ. And I saw the two blessed and beautiful and radiant and illuminated eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam flowing with tears. Allahu Akbar. So in this narration we see that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed his sahabi to recite the Holy Qur'an to him so that his ears would be engaged in the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal by listening to the Qur'an. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also shed tears whilst listening to the Qur'an, so his eyes would also be in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His eyes would also be engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was type number two. The third type, dhikr al-lisani al-thana. The third type, dhikr of the tongue. And Imam al-Razi rahimahullah says that the dhikr of the tongue, praise of Allah azza wa jal. And there are many ahadith which mention the virtues of reciting praise of Allah azza wa jal. It's mentioned that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ قَالَ سُبْحَانُ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ غُرِسَتْ لَهُ نَخْلَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. سبحان الله. The one who says سبحان الله وبحمده, a date tree is planted for him in the gardens of paradise. And this same fadila, the same virtue, is mentioned for the one reciting Subhanallah, the one reciting Alhamdulillah, the one reciting Allahu Akbar, the one reciting La ilaha illallah. Whoever recites these, a tree in Jannah is planted on that person's name. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, when watching Madani Channel, when watching the beautiful silsilas that Madani Channel brings you, in the comfort of your own home, why not when you hear something good, when you hear something that pleases you, recite Subhanallah with the intention of praising Allah Azza wa Jal, Inshallah Azza wa Jal. With the blessings of this, a tree will be planted for you in the gardens of paradise. Hopefully, Inshallah Azza wa Jal, when sitting in front of Madani Channel, by the time you have watched one silsila, we hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, if you have said Subhanallah throughout the silsila, it may well be that with the blessings of just watching one silsila on Madani Channel, by the time the silsila is completed, you will have had your own entire garden of trees planted for you in the gardens of paradise. Subhanallah. This was the third type of zikr, as mentioned by Imam al-Razi rahimahullah. The fourth type, he says, zikru al-yadaini al-ata. He says, the zikr of the hands is giving, is generosity. Subhanallah. And again, this is something which we can find mentioned and praised in the ahadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-sakhiyu qareebun min Allah, qareebun min al-jannah, qareebun min al-nas, ba'eedun min al-nar. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the generous person, the one who gives with his hands, the generous person is close to Allah. Qareebun min al-jannah, and is close to the gardens of paradise. Qareebun min al-nas, and he's close to the hearts of the people. Ba'idun min al-nar, and he's far away from the hellfire. Subhanallah. So this is the zikr of the hands. When a person gives for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, when a person gives charity, when a person displays generosity using his hands, this is the zikr of the hands. At this time, the hands of a person are engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. The zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is so vast. Subhanallah. Moving on, the fifth category, the fifth type of zikr mentioned by Imam al-Razi rahimahullah, he says, zikr al-badani al-wafa. He says that the zikr of the body is loyalty. Being loyal is the zikr of the body. The sixth type, zikr al-qalb. He says, zikr al-qalbi al-khawfu wal-raja. He says that the zikr, the remembrance of the heart, is fear and hope. Fear of the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal, fear due to the sins one has committed, and hope at the same time in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. This is also a form of the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. As mentioned in a hadith in which is narrated on the authority of Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala, he says, as reported in the hadith of Imam al-Tirmidhi, عن أنس أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دخل على شاب وهو في الموت. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered in the presence of a young man who is in the final stages of his life. He was in the final stages of his life and his soul was about to be taken from his body. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him a question and said to him, فَقَالَ كَيْفَ تَجِدُكَ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how are you? How are you finding these stages? He said, Wallahi ya Rasulullah, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I swear by Allah, inni arju Allah wa inni akhafu dhunubi. He said, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in these final stages of my life, with my soul about to depart from my body, indeed, I swear by Allah that I have hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And at the same time, I have fear of Allah Azza wa Jal due to my sins. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The beloved Messenger صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ said, لَا يَجْتَمِعَانِ فِي قَلْبِ عَبْدٍ فِي مِثْلِ هَذَا الْمَوْطِنْ إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ مَا يَرْجُوْ وَآمَنَهُ مِمَّا يَخَافُ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these two attributes will not gather in the heart of any believer, in the heart of any servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. Which two attributes? Hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and fear of a person's sins. These two attributes will never gather in the heart of a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, except that Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him what he hopes for. I grant him the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him security and safety from that which he fears, i.e. the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. The one who adopts hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, fear of the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal, such a person who has these two qualities in his heart, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that for such a person, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him what he hopes for. Allah Almighty will grant him his mercy, and Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him safety and security from what he fears, i.e. Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him safety and security from the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. This was the sixth type of dhikr, as mentioned by Imam al-Razi rahimahullahu ta'ala. Dhikr al-qalbi, al-khawfu wal-raja. The dhikr of the heart being fear and hope. The seventh and final type that he mentions, he says, dhikr al-ruhi, al-taslimu wal-rida. He says the dhikr of the soul, the remembrance of the soul, is submission and contentment. Submitting to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal and being content, being pleased, being happy with whatever Allah Azza wa Jal has given you. As the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَرُزِقَ كِفَافًا وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا أَتَاهُ. Indeed, successful is the one who has submitted to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, who has submitted to Islam, and who has been given sustenance that is sufficient for him. And Allah Azza wa Jal has made him content with whatever he has been given. This is the zikr of the ruh. Dear viewers of Madani channel, these are the seven types of zikr as mentioned by Imam al-Razi, from which we have learned the vastness of zikr, this concept of the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal in our beautiful religion of Islam. And from this we have learned that our tongue should always remain moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. But the tongue is not the only means of performing zikr. Our heart should also remain engaged in a state of zikr by reflecting upon the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, by reflecting upon the mercy, the blessings, the bounties, the majesty and the power of Allah Almighty. Our hands should remain engaged in zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal by doing acts of generosity. Our ears should remain engaged in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal by listening to the Quran, by listening to good advice, by listening to the lectures delivered on Madani channel. This is also a means of gaining knowledge, which as we heard, is also an act which comes under the category of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. There are many, many different types that we have discussed. Dear viewers of Madani channel, try to make it your habit, and make this intention now, that whatever types of dhikr we have heard about, we will try to adopt each and every single one of them, so that on the Day of Judgment, we can come in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and be resurrected from amongst the zakireen, amongst those who engage themselves in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, stay tuned for future episodes of this silsila, A Heart at Peace, where we will be discussing the concept of loud dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, whether it's permissible to perform the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal in a loud voice, and we'll also be discussing the blessings of performing the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal in a gathering, as well as many other episodes and topics which we still have to cover, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon what we have learned today. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to perform the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal with our heart, with our tongue, and with our body parts. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam.
Where can a heart find peace?